Now, here's your host, an American original and pioneering patriot, Tom Donahue.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue, joined by my contributing host, Angeline Marie, broadcasting from the Cradle of Liberty. She's in Naples, Florida. It's very exciting every week to bring a new program, bring topics and subjects that matter most to us and hopefully to you, the audience. Angeline, we've got a lot to get to. So how's your week going so far?
So far, it's okay. You gave me a leg up earlier this week and said, hey, want to do a show on the mass shootings? And I got to say, when you first brought it up, I wasn't really excited about it because this to me is a very depressing, hard
subject.
Yeah,
how can you get excited about something like this? I mean, you can get angry. Right. You can. I mean, you're certainly going to be in a more sullen, anxious state. I was in Walmart this week. I was in Target. I was in various stores, and you just don't know. And it's so sickening and so sad that we live in a society that we have to be concerned about a lunatic, some just crazed person that is feeling alienation of affection, that's feeling isolated, that's feeling depressed, that's on psychotropic drugs, possibly, probably has no relationship or close relationship with their family. They have probably very few friends unless they're on the dark web and closeted away, with their devices, the so-called smart devices. It's really, we're on edge, and it shouldn't be this way. And we're going to get to some of the root causes, at least from our perspective. We're going to share some of our insights and ideas and maybe even possible solutions, although, how far can we reach with that? We don't know, but hey, we're adding voice to this.
Right. And there's so many tentacles out from these shootings. It's not only the who, what, where, when, why. There's anomalies. There's the law piece, the new legislation that they're thinking of doing. There's undercurrents, the white supremacist undercurrent, in my opinion. Gun control agenda. I mean, there's so many things that spread out from this one topic. So I guess
absolutely. And the point is that we're not a program and we're not hosts that believe that everything's a hoax, everything's a mirage. But we're talking about the fact that, you think it's one thing and it's another. And I don't believe the CIA is involved in every, mass shooting in terms of Manchurian candidates or the fact that they're staged or faked episodes of some reality show. I believe they're real. Now, can the government, can the dark state, the deep state contribute and influence and capitalize on events? Absolutely. But those that are in denial that these families aren't burying people, that there's not true grief, that they're not real events, just simply thinking that they're staged in optical illusions and part of maybe a reality series created by the deep and dark state, the sinister state, to me is even sicker and sadder.
Well, there's a lot of different pieces to talk about, and so I think we should get started on this.
Yeah, we just can't be in denial of reality, and I despise those people that tarnish the image of the patriot, freedom, liberty, truth movements with such falsehoods. It's one thing to question things, one thing to say we're trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Some things where, it doesn't seem quite right. That's good broadcast journalism, investigative broadcast journalism. But those that are wanting to kind of, wash it away, if you will, sort of like the liberal radical loony left that's whitewashing history. So we gotta, firmly grounded in the things that we say and the things that we and how we investigate and what we do share responsibly with our audience.
Well, I think that goes on both sides. You can't just pretend that some of this stuff doesn't exist. So
yeah, I mean, how can you not think that these shootings didn't happen? I remember when Aurora, Colorado happened, and then certainly, there in the Northeast, where even Alex Jones got pulled into thinking that something could be a stage, false flag, hoax. It's amazing to me that that people just for rating's sake and just for shock value will say things so recklessly and irresponsibly without really truly knowing the facts. And just, I mean, all it would take is a quick trip up there and see that these people are real and they are grieving and these things did happen, maybe not happening in the way the mass media portrays, but nevertheless, you can't deny, you know, these deaths and these funerals and the heartfelt grief.
Yeah, and I interviewed somebody that did just that, took a trip. So we'll talk about all that stuff, Tom.
Well, again, you always have to be careful. And again, I don't know who this was, and I don't know how responsible they are. And a lot of things that when you and I put together a show, it's basically we just say, oh, what's the topic? What's the proposed topic? It's not like a wrestling event, you know, a professional wrestling event where we know the outcome, that the next sentence is staged. That's not the way we do things. So, and we also are open to different options and in terms of, well, I would say ideas as well as topic matter. And the fact is that it's okay to disagree, even though we both come from, you know, similar ideology in terms of being Christian, being conservative, although independent, being more populist, and the fact is that we are seeking and searching truth.
Well, and I think a lot of these incidents do happen, maybe organically, maybe with a little help, who knows? I mean, none of us really know those true answers. But a lot of things that surround these incidents, I think it's important to step back, look at what is the end of the day agenda. You can't deny gun control is at least one piece of this. And so you have to look at all these other moving parts and tentacles that come out of these incidents and say, hey, could it be that this or that? You can't just dismiss all that stuff.
No, but again, we have to apply reason and rationale. You know, we've got to have a certain level of logic. We have to have a certain level that's factually based. It's one thing, especially when you're dealing with something so sensitive as this. And I really want to just stay more fact-based without so much speculation that many people, you know, on web-based shows or streaming online or podcasts seem to just they'll say whatever, you know, if they think they're going to get a reaction, and that's not what we're going to do here. So really, this is the breakdown of morality, breakdown of a civilized, organized society. I mean, we're dealing with the disintegration, the deterioration of everything that is good in America as it relates to these kinds of incidents.
Well, one of the important things I think is this undercurrent. You have the shootings, and to me, they can use that. When I say they, I mean the left agenda can use that now to kind of move the gun control more forward, okay? Then there's an undercurrent, and the undercurrent that I've noticed is this white people demonization, that we're horrible people, everybody's a white supremacist. Now I heard if you're a gun owner and a Christian, you're a white supremacist. If you're a nationalist, you're an evil white, you know, whatever.
Now you can't use the term nationalist unless you have the word white, but you can't have black, brown, you can't have Asian, you can't have Mexican, you can't have any other term that's affiliated or connected to the word nationalist. It's all white nationalists. And if you really look at many of the communities within the own confines of the United States, you have a lot of communities that are very nationalistic or ethnic oriented, if you will. And I never had a problem with the fact that many of the Asian communities are have this great unity and sense of value and community. And it's very difficult sometimes to penetrate that. And you have this with a lot of ethnic groups that are here within the United States. But you never see the leftist loons ever go after that in terms of why isn't there greater assimilation? Why isn't there greater openness and acceptance of others that are not part of that race or ethnicity or cultural group, you know, or religious group? And you see this with so many different groups within the United States that stay a lot more separate but many of them are nonviolent. Many of them are not causing problems. So it's okay if by choice, the only term that it seems to exist the root cause for them is white. Anything whiteness, anything that relates to someone that's not of color, brown, black, or otherwise.
And I wonder, I'm not saying that none of this is real. I think it is, and even if it's not, they want to make it a real thing. I grew up in a melting pot in the Miami, South Broward area, and I was like the minority. I grew up with Haitian, Jamaican, Bahamian, Central and South American people. They were all proud of their homelands, even if they had tough times and that was the reason they were here. It's not that they didn't like their culture, but they still had respect for our country and they still loved their homelands. And
it's just like with the Cubans, I'm sure you encounter much with the Cuban population.
Yeah,
there.
Absolutely.
And they're very, very patriotic and very loyal for the most part. But they do have a great pride in their Cuban roots and their background, and that's okay. But if you think about white pride, or anything that's white, they just think that there's just so many white people in the United States of America, so there shouldn't be any recognition of anything that would relate to that. And again, I'm not here concerning myself with whether there's a white pride parade or anything like that. I mean, I see nationalism as patriotism. I see nationalism as any stripe and any color in the rainbow of the United States of America. And I'm not talking about the LBGQ, bop, bop, bop. I'm talking about the fact that, you know, there's a spectrum within the society in many variations, which I think is quite good. And I embrace that. And so when I think of nationalism, I think of patriotism and not color and certainly not ethnicity and not leaving anybody out that is actually part of the American society and part of the American fabric or tapestry.
Right. And I don't know if you saw that footage, but that footage where those people in their white guilt and they were saying how sorry they were. I don't understand.
Now let's get back to the Hollywood crocodile tears and the so-called phoniness of this radical left that are now saying that they're ashamed that they're white and that they've been privileged. And we can go on and on, but it's to me, it's so hilarious and so hypocritical and so nonsensical. But we'll be getting to that and much, much more right after these important announcements.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names, and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue. Tom Donahue Show, joined by my contributing host and producer extraordinaire, Angeline Marie. And I want to thank the affiliates. They've been so, well, I guess I would say kind would be one word. The other is forgiving, it would be another, for the fact that I guess I sometimes not only am unleashed, but unrestrained as it relates to some of the time clock issues. So again, I want to thank our affiliates for working with us, and we're working towards or striving towards being a little bit more mindful of a tight clock for, you know, for the fact that they have to fit in their spots and they have to work within certain, you know, broadcast and online streaming constraints. So, and I do want to thank them. So let me just quickly just say that Red State Talk Radio and Red State Encore, both stations carry this program on the weekends and run them twice. And we really appreciate that very much. So likewise, Liberty News Radio carries the Saturdays and Sundays. So a good shout out to them as well. And of course, your station, your online digital streaming station, you run us multiple times, K-Star Talk Radio Network. And of course, a broadcast station, KCAA Radio in California. So can't not mention TalkStream Live. I'm the program director there. And we run the program through my station, TD Radio, quite often. So there's lots of ways. And we're in all the different, varied podcast directories, whether it's Podomatic, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and much more. So there's lots of ways to listen, lots of ways to catch the program, share with others. The topic at hand, what we're focusing on, is not only the breakdown of society, but societal violence and root causes. And of course, you know, the thing that gets focused on the most is mass shootings and gun control. So I really think that there's so many reasons, and it's not just one, but I do believe that the denial and the disrespect as it relates to religion, God, you know, the creator in general, you know, the fact that there is this moral decay and this moral rot in our society, and the fact that they think that just man can fix everything, and the reliance on just whatever feels good in the moment. So I'm not just blaming it on the loony, liberal, progressive, extreme left, but the fact is that there is a societal deterioration, and there is a societal meltdown, or we can even say moral meltdown. So I'm just going to start off with the fact that with these mass shootings, I think that there is a lack of faith. I think there is a lack of honoring our Creator and following the Ten Commandments. It can be that simple. The fact is that the family unit is not what it once was. And so if you don't have strength in terms of your relationship with Creator God, if you don't have the strong family ties and background and close friendships, and that you don't have a respect for your fellow man, your neighbor, you don't, or even the institutions around us, the ones that are worthy of our respect, and if there's not even a patriotic tie, you know, if you don't believe in the goodness and the greatness of our country and the potential future forward, then all these things can play a role, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's a spiritual war at the end of the day. Is as soon as they started gutting God out of our society, that just left more room to be filled with evil. So without a doubt, I think that's at the bottom of it. And I don't understand how people can't see the relationship between no God, no moral compass, and what's going on. They're wondering why all these kids are acting the way they're acting. It's because you've replaced God with these evil video games or whatever, pick your poison. And speaking of which, Hollywood, have you heard about this new film that they're going to release?
Well, they were contemplating the release, and they had the promos for it, but they've already canceled. It will not be released. There was too much blowback, and the fact is that there were too many deplorables out there. Thank you, Hillary. Really appreciate the labeling. And the fact is that because more than half the country would be considered deplorables, you know, they rose up, and they know that kind of publicity, such negative publicity, was not a good thing. And they backed off. They said they're not releasing the film.
I didn't hear that at all.
No, I heard that they put it up at TalkStream Live, and no, this weekend they made the decision. It was a, I guess you call it, the movie industry decision not to release it. The studios, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the studio said not a good idea.
There's a double standard. The left says these shootings were Trump's fault. Okay, so let's revisit the Sandy Hook shooting, the Las Vegas shooting, the Orlando nightclub shootings. Those were all under Obama. So were those shootings his fault? Does that mean after the disgusting film that they would want to release, if everybody starts going after Trump supporters with a real vengeance more than they are now, does that mean that it's the Hollywood liberals' fault? Are they going to be held accountable? And then this latest clown, this Rep. Joaquin Castro out of Texas, Democrat, tweeting Trump donor names so that his followers would dox or do violence against Trump supporters. Is he going to be held accountable? How come these people are never held accountable for anything?
Yeah, anything that the extreme left has to say as it relates to Trump, they say, well, this is all reaction. This is all response to Trump. Well, they initiate many of the attacks. They there's this Trump derangement syndrome that they say, well, because of Trump, you know, we play by a different playbook. You know, Trump has to follow the rules of civility. But when it comes to the left, because of Trump being president, which he never was supposed to be, according to them, and the deep and dark state say the same, then they have the right. They have the privilege to respond in any way, form, or fashion, Antifa style. But you can't have a Tea Party that was 100% peaceful that would associate or meet or have any kind of function because, in their view, they were anti-American when they were actually pro-America and they were a peaceful assembly of patriotic citizenry. So yeah, this whole thing is just bizarre. And none of them are coming out with saying, what about the video, the violent video games? What about the violent movies, television series, cable, et cetera, and the gratuitous violence and sex and depravity? It's all Trump's fault. And I mean, it's like Trump's been president for 50 years?
Right. And the pharmaceutical drugs have nothing, even though at least the mainstream media usually reports how these guys are all strung out on these psychotropic drugs. How come pharma hasn't been held accountable for any of this?
No, they only have to pharma for the pricing and how it affects insurance. But they never go after what the pharmacological drugs do. And the fact is that so many of these shooters are on that. I think that every mass shooter needs to be, and they have been, but it needs to be released to the public. You know, the profile, like you see, like these various, you know, television shows where they do the FBI profiling. What's the profile generally of the mass shooter? And I think that you're going to see that the pharmacological drugs are connected. You're going to see that the fact that most of them are isolated. They're not really connected in a real way to family, to God, to the friends, to society at large. You're going to see there's probably a pattern here. Well, not just probably or likely, there is a pattern here, and I think that really needs to be closely examined and discussed and part of the solution.
So we're going to put another Band-Aid on this, and we're talking about these red flag laws, okay? I looked into these red flag laws, and they talk about allowing law enforcement to obtain court orders to confiscate weapons to individuals they deem as quote-unquote dangerous individuals. Okay, so let me tell you what a dangerous individual is. Yahoo News got a hold of an FBI document, and 2 days before these double mass shootings, this document got out, and it basically was talking about, warning about conspiracy theorists are the new domestic terrorist. So let's go back to dangerous individuals. So if you and I are discussing this on a program, and I own a firearm, they can come back to me and say, I'm a dangerous individual, and under the red flag law, they can come in and take any firearms that I own and call me this dangerous individual. And see, this is the problem with all this garbage and the regulation. It never affects the mass shooter, because I guarantee there'll be another one and another one and another one. And these guys do not go and do anything by the book. They're not going to follow the law to get these firearms. If nothing else, they're going to be buying them in a underground market. Whereas I would do it the right way, right? No. So instead, I'm going to be held accountable for what they're doing. I'm going to lose my Second Amendment rights based on what they're doing with these quote unquote intelligent background checks.
I agree with the majority of what you're saying here. And however, you know, some people are going to take great umbrage with what I have to say here, but you see Trump accepting the fact that there has to be some minor or some sensible intervention here. And I think that if Trump and the Republicans are involved in this process, my hope is that we might be able to look at people that have, you know, I mean, documented mental illness, you know, disturbances, incidents that have been reported, you know, not just something that's theoretical. And I also believe that if they do a red flag or the background checks, that there's an appeal process, so that if someone is tagged, like you said, or branded in such a way that there really is no, you know, concrete, I mean, we're talking about concrete documentable evidence, then they would have their rights restored. Now, I know it's, people will say a slippery slope, but I do believe that there has to be something done. And also law enforcement has to be held accountable, because so many times people have been reported multiple times, you know, firing their weapons in an irresponsible way, threatening people. And they just say, oh, well, Johnny's not going to do anything. Or, okay, we went out there and talked to him. Everything's fine. You know, they're not being trained properly, and they're not identifying these potential threats. And so they're not taking these threats seriously. So I think there's a lot of different things that can be done to improve in a responsible way. And I think that if Trump's jumping on board here, and seems to be, and I see other responsible voices, I just think people are just so disturbed and so fed up with the fact that these are happening so often now, and in such public places that we all go to, that I think something has to be done across the board, but it's got to be done, I feel, with you know, a great deal of sensitivity and responsibility and accountability. But again, that's just my view.
Well, but where there's even the toughest of gun laws, those are the cities with the most crime and killings. I mean,
no, I'm not talking about just normal, you know, I'm not talking about just taking away weapons from everybody. I'm talking about, you know, maybe 0.001% of the population that could be affected by the fact that they're on these psychotropic drugs, that they have, you know, that they've been reported as threats and potential serious threats, and nothing has been done. You know, I'm talking about people that can just go online one day, you know, some wacko in their basement, and just order whatever weapon they want online without any background check, without any scrutiny. I mean, look at when you go to get a driver's license. You know, I mean, you know, and we can go into that argument of a license is a privilege and all that, and free right to travel. But nevertheless, the majority of the population complies with these regulations and these rules as it relates to driving a vehicle or a helmet law and various things like that. So I think something that is this serious of a threat to general society, that with some minor adjustments, a minor tune-up could be done here in a responsible way.
Well, as far as I know, we have a lot of these background checks and things in place already. And hello, here we are talking about this today. So I'm not.
Well,
I'm
obviously
not so
something's
sure.
Not working with this, and that, you know, especially the online sales and the gun show sales and the way these people. And remember, a lot of these kids, they're not really part of the drug. Well, I mean, I should say, well, the legal drug culture they are, but you know, many of them are not really interacting in society where they'll go to a certain neighborhood and buy these guns illegally. You know, they are buying most of the time legally, and they've have a history of mental illness or prone to violence and threats. and nothing is being done about these. And we talk about red flag after red flag after red flag, and nothing was done by law enforcement or the community at large. Okay, I know we got to go to a break. We're probably running long on this one too. My fault. Right back. Hold tight. Tom Donahue Show.
Is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue Show, joined by my contributing host, Angeline Marie. We're talking about, you know, not only the mass shootings, but the root causes. You know, why is this so prevalent? And why is this so pervasive? And the fact is, can we do a tune-up but doesn't really impinge or infringe on our gun rights, especially for those that are law-abiding, that are innocent? I don't have the answers. You know, I'm raising the questions. I'm voicing what I think could be done in a rational and sensible way with limitations. I don't have the answer. I mean, Trump is actually struggling with this too. And I know he's taking some heat from conservatives and gun rights groups, but I'm going to point out the fact that, you know, the NRA, you know, is a very political organization. I'm not so sure that they're so concerned really about gun rights. And the fact is, if you look at the president of the NRA, you know, he's under siege, and it's not because of his views. It's because, well, he wants to live the large and largesse life. And the fact is, he was hitting up donors for funding of his new mansion and underwriting his lifestyle. And it's like the lifestyle of the rich and famous. And this is unacceptable. And it's not the loony liberal extreme left going after him. People within the organization are saying that this has been going on for some time. So essentially, you have for profit and for political purposes, the NRA. Now, there are some other gun rights groups that really are more organic and really more about the money going for the right reasons and the right causes. But the NRA is a political animal that I've never had much respect for, and I take great umbrage with. But, you know, nevertheless, I want to see what the Republicans are going to do with Trump as president, saying that, yes, red flags and background checks that are done sensibly and rationally and done in a way that is not going to harm the average law-abiding, patriotic American. And I know that you see that differently.
Well, whatever they do, it will never be enough for the Dems. I can tell you that.
Lindsey Graham, absolutely not. They're not going to. This is unacceptable to them. This, they say that, you know, any, you know, it's got to be wholesale changes. It has to be, you know, bring a wrecking ball here. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, Trump's going to be facing that. So it's going to be interesting, the testing of his presidency and his leadership and how far he will go in challenging not only the loony left, but also the fact he's going to have to take on many interests within the Republican Party, and in particular, more specifically, the NRA.
And from what I understand, this El Paso shooter, they were all over him as far as the mainstream media that, you know, he was a white nationalist and blah, blah, blah. But they weren't talking much about the Dayton shooter. From what I could find on this Dayton shooter, he was a leftist Satanist, getting back to the spiritual piece of this that you were talking about earlier, and an Antifa member. And there were some Twitter screenshots because his Twitter account was deactivated, and they found some Twitter screenshots in the Internet Archive. And he says he's going to hell and he's not coming back. Well, I hope that's where he is right now. But he also attacked ICE officials and conservatives. But P.S., the mainstream media is not talking too much about that guy.
No, no, they won't. And they still blame everything on Trump. You know, I mean, even if someone's a Bernie fan, Elizabeth Warren fan, or any other losers on the train to go that's going nowhere on the liberal loony express train off the cliff. But the real issue here is root causes, and political ideology is really not the issue here, whether it's left or right. You know, we're dealing with mental disorders. We're dealing with psychoses. You know, we're dealing with flaws within our own society as to why the police departments, the law enforcement agencies, even at the federal level, the FBI, you know, why when things get reported so often that these are dangerous, serious threats, you would think they would take seriously, but they don't. They don't want to do their job. And in some ways, it allows for conspiracy theorists to say, well, why aren't they enforcing? Why aren't they following up? Why isn't something being done when they have the right to do so? Because they're supposed to be protecting and serving general society, and they're not neutralizing these threats. And these are threats. These are documented threats. I mean, sometimes it's the parents calling about their child. You know, many times it's the school system, and you know, it's the classmates, and nothing gets done.
Well, Tom, if you want to disarm a people, you got to have something happening. So you got to let these things happen. I'm not saying now local law enforcement, for all we know, they're being told to stand down on these tips that they get. But if you want to take over and get people disarmed, this is the perfect way to do it. Make sure that things play out in this manner. And now everybody's talking about what? Coming down on gun owner rights. And this is, you know, you can call me conspiracy theorist or whatever. I think that a lot of this is behind all this. I think that they want to disarm this country, period. And this
well,
is
there's
the
no
way
question that
done.
Wants to be done, but in real time, we have to consider the fact that we're living in a very dangerous time, and society is on a meltdown, or at least the road or the pathway to it. And when you have children that are thinking about, or at least the parents thinking about, arming the children with bulletproof, you know, protective backpacks. I mean, this is really, really sad, and this is really, you know, quite depressing to think about this. But I was just thinking back to the psychotropic drugs. You know, they go into the nurse's station and they say, oh, they need to be put on Ritalin, or they need to be put on, you know, whatever the other drug might be. And the parents are many times forced to do this. And then you look at these commercials that they're so prevalent in the nightly news and cable news. Of like when they, by law, they're supposed to mention the side effects, and you see 100 side effects, and they're speed talking so they can get them all in. And then you have an herb that might upset the, you know, someone's tummy, but they're not, you know, fatally ill, or they don't have 100 side effects, but they'll take that off the shelf. The FDA will, but they won't. But these drugs that they're actually saying you might experience, you know, these 100 plus side effects, and that's okay to take, because the farm, you know, big pharma pays you know, so much money, and you know, in terms of I guess you say buying off our Congress, and many times presidents, Trump is the exception, because, you know, he basically self-funded his campaign, and now, but he is being funded by the Republican Party now, but Trump is not beholden to anyone's money, just like Ross Perot would not have been beholden, which is a good thing. But it's just really sick and sinister that these drugs are so pervasive in society, and people are so hooked on them, and they have such deleterious side effects potentially. And we're seeing this play out in so many of these mass shootings.
I don't know. It just seems like they always come back to the law-abiding citizen. We got to take more of their rights away. And I'm just sick of it, but that's just me.
But then you have to look at the law-abiding citizen that, like, just say if you or I had family members, close friends that experienced, that were part of these tragedies, and this is not fake news, that these things really did happen. How they happen and why they happen, you can question that, but these events are real. They did happen. Even if it was a Manchurian candidate, it still happened. And if it happened to our family members, you'd say, why can't our government do at least something, you know, even in small ways to try to prevent this? I mean, we have preventative health. So why can't we have some at least level of protection that is to at least a minor degree preventative? And I think that something sensibly can be done. But we still have to make sure that we're protecting our overall general interest. But I mean, if that happened to one of my family members, I certainly wouldn't switch over to gun control, but I'd want something done that these, you know, law enforcement is following up on these leads, that that people are being investigated, that are putting out these threats, and that these red flags are all over the place. And you know, something has to be done to address those isolated incidents that are causing such mass murder and mayhem, don't you think?
Yeah, but except that they, anything that government touches, it just doesn't work out well in the end. So
well,
I don't know what the answer
is. We can't say just do nothing. And Trump, and I commend Trump showing some leadership, some gumption, and saying, you know what, we are going to do something. We're all going to sit down. And we're going to work out something. He called it intelligent. And I forget the rest of that sentence, but he's saying that it's going to be intelligent measures. So we'll see how this plays out. We got another break coming up. Right back. Hold tight.
Music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, liberty loving and freedom fighting.
Welcome back. I'm Donnie Joe, joined by my contributing host, Angeline Marie. And we're talking about not only the mass shootings, but root causes of societal violence. And I mean, we're dealing with psychopaths. We're dealing with, and you almost have to do, you know, a psychological FBI probe, if you will, you know, on these particular demented and delusional and psychotic individuals, regardless of ideology. You know, we all have impure thoughts. We all have impulses. And the majority, you know, 99.9% of society never does anything of a violent nature. And so you have these psychopaths that you have to question, you know, what's setting them off? You know, what what is the, you know, that final whatever that, it, you know, triggers, and we're not talking about just the guns, but what triggers these impulses that become actions that are so, you know, lethal, so serious, and really there's no path to recovery to someone that takes those type of actions. And they know that they're putting their own lives on the line besides these others. Some of them even shoot family members. And now, I don't know if it would be 99.9%, because if you really look at just society itself in terms of domestic violence, in terms of people that do, I mean, you turn on the news in any major city and there's countless deaths. I mean, it just happens every day. And it does happen in cities that have, you know, gun control, for sure. You know, I live in one of them, that's Philadelphia. It's really, you know, we got to look at the sinister nature, the insidious, you know, nature here, the malevolent behavior that is forthcoming. And then these are products of our society. But I, again, I think we did mention earlier that you get these violent video games, you have these violent movies and television shows, and there's no repercussions to Hollywood except for the Hunt, the movie that you're going to hunt down and shoot and destroy deplorables. Sometimes they react to pressure from society. You know, and the other thing is, why are we the deplorables, half the country, why do we still support, many of us, these movies, these video games, these TV shows? To me, I think the plug needs to be pulled on so much of this. And the fact is that the support for any organization, any corporation, any company, any party that is involved in these type of promotions of this violent material, they need to feel the heat, just like the movie The Hunt.
And it's these Hollywood devils that are so against guns that are shooting up everybody in these movies. I mean, all of these liberals are in there playing a character who goes around shooting people. And like you said, to me, to support them, to go to these movies and pay the ticket price, or to have these Netflix subscriptions or whatever it is, you are indirectly supporting those devils and the garbage that they're regurgitating. And then you wonder why these young kids that are growing up on this, and how it's constant, of course they're going to go out and do things like this, because they don't even live in a real world as it is. And the video world, they don't think it's real. So they go out in real life and they copycat this stuff.
Yeah, and also the glorification, if you will. Now, CNN and MSNBC and even Fox News, to some extent, you know, they're all going to say, oh, we're just reporting these events. But look at how much, especially CNN. I mean, it's wall-to-wall coverage. And then, of course, all the political messaging gets in there, too, and the political lobbying. But nevertheless, if these events were just covered as a flash, like this happened, these are the facts, and then you don't hear anything about it until, let's say, it comes to trial, or, you know, I mean, we need to really minimize the so-called news coverage of these events, because that's what they live for. When they see, you know, let's say it's Joe this week, and Billy's thinking about doing it, you know, the fact of the matter is that he's saying, well, I'm going to be the next superstar. You know, I'm going to get all this news coverage. And they don't really think about what it's going to be like to be in solitary confinement. They don't really think about the fact that they're not going to have access to their video games anymore. They're not going to have access to their smart devices. They're not going to have access to the junk food that they might like, or whatever their activities might be. It could be pornography, you know, and those type of videos. But they're not going to have it anymore. So they're not thinking about the consequences, even the larger consequences of their own potential death. The fact is their liberties will be greatly restricted if they do survive, and the people that they have harmed and hurt through the process. So there's a lot of chain reaction type stuff that goes on that they're not even thinking about. They're in their unreality based world. You know, their dark, deep, seated space that they live in, and whatever goes on in their polluted psycho heads.
Well, and obviously Hollywood and video game producers and the parents that buy these video games for their kids aren't thinking about those consequences either.
No, they just want to make sure that Johnny you know, and Joey are happy. Get them that video, and then they'll calm down, and we can then go on with our lives. You know, rather than saying, what's in this video? Why is that so important to you? Having that parent-child conversation. Instead, it's like it's almost like when you have a pet, and you say, just give them their treats, and they'll stop barking. Same with the kids. You know, just give them the video game, give them the Netflix. You know, just give them whatever they want. You know, they want makeup, they want dark clothing, they want a hooded mask. You know, just satisfy the kid. You know, give them the pacifier.
I don't know. This show took a lot out of me. I feel like crap.
Well, we're going to carry on. Matter of fact,
sorry,
I don't mind revealing secrets to our audience. We're not here like, you know, behind some cloak and dagger kind of thing. You know, many times I just tell the audience what we're doing and how we do it, and it's fine. You know, we don't need to be on video for it. Nothing's more boring than watching radio hosts, you know, or even podcasters on video. You know, I'd rather watch paint dry. But nevertheless, we're going to carry on with this subject and, you know, white privilege. I'm really upset that I was born white. And I feel guilty. Yeah, and I want to pay reparations. Yeah, sure. Okay, more to come. For next week's program, and it's going to be a carryover, a continuation. I'm Tom Donahue for Angeline Marie. Till we meet again, great week.